Eastern Kentucky Unwired is a podcast tackling the issue of Eastern Kentucky's lagging internet speeds. It is produced by students at Perry County Central High School.
Hey guys, this is episode one of Eastern Kentucky Unwired. I am here with Mr. Nathan Little. Mr. Little, go ahead and introduce yourself.
My name is Nathan Little, as Samantha already said, but I'm a teacher here at the school at Perry County Central High School. I also do some stuff on the side. I'm a broadcaster. I'm a streamer, video game streamer. I get on Twitch. I've had a side business with that for a few years now, and broadcast video games and compete in video game tournaments on the side. So that's a big deal. Internet's a big deal, especially for my job as a teacher right now during the pandemic, and with my side ventures with my business.
Okay, so you mentioned you were a teacher. What kind of challenges are you facing right now during the pandemic that you feel technology is really putting more of a struggle to?
Well, I can tell you we're really blessed at this school in the sense that we've got fiber running into the school. We've got gigabit Ethernet up and down on both sides. It's a really good internet connection here at the school. For my students who are at home and are not here because they're not comfortable, or maybe they have somebody they live with, or they themselves are not, they have some immune deficiency and they don't want to get COVID because it would be dangerous for them or their family members, I think it's really important that they get better internet, because it's tough. It's tough. I've got kids who, we've seen kids that have tried to make their way to just drive to the parking lot and get Wi-Fi just so they can find some resources for their assignments or turn in work or whatever else. It's been tough for a lot of those kids. I have Google Meets where the kids can get on and they can be, as synchronous as possible as we can be right now in this time period. But some kids have trouble watching the videos or doing things like that. So I try to. You think okay, we're going to go all online, but when you start posting videos and stuff like that, and kids can't watch them, and it gives them it's really hard for them to keep up with everything live. You have to reinvent the way you do things. So I have to, make a Google Doc or just a Word document and upload it and say, okay, well, here's the instructions to the work. Do the best you can with that. But some kids learn different ways, and to be able to accommodate all of those different ways that the kids learn online can be pretty tough.
Right. And so you mentioned that you had a couple side gigs that you picked up, like your streaming and other just broadcasting. And here at the school, you have the fiber. Do you have that at home that makes it as easy to reach out to everyone that you would be if you were in the school building?
I do not. And it's been frustrating. And I've told some of our, I've made it public that if there's any folks who are, who can get me, if there's any internet provider who can get me the upload speed that I want, that I would pay a king's ransom for that. I would pay a lot of money. And, just to put, put this in perspective, I'm gonna pull it up on my phone. Windstream is a local service provider, and if I am, and I'm sorry if this takes a little bit, I didn't prepare to do this, but let's see, Windstream internet, and we'll stay in Kentucky. But if I go into Windstream and put in my address, so let's say, and I will not say it over the air online, obviously, but but I live in Hazard, Kentucky, and if I put in my address, check availability, says qualifies, whatever, for a special price. We'll see what it says. No, they're not wanting me. So here we go. Promotion. After 12 months, it goes up to $60 a month, but for so basically, starts out at $45 a month for 1.5 megabits per second internet. $60 a month will be what it's after a year. So basically, you know, $45 a month for 1.5 megabits. And that is not enough to do anything. That is not enough for me to do anything. If I was wanting to just browse the internet, stuff like that, I could get by with it. But if I'm wanting to educate kids from home, if I get put on quarantine and have to teach from home, I couldn't do that. So if I go to, let's say, Lexington, Kentucky, let's select to change my address.
Even have a rough estimate.
Okay, it was 1.5 megabits in at my house through Windstream is 45 a month.
Okay.
Gigabit for 1,000, which is a lot more. If I lived in Lexington, Kentucky, and there it is on the phone, $25 a month.
Wow.
Okay.
So a lot more for a lot little.
Yeah, you're talking almost double the price for a fraction of what I would need and of what I would get, and that's tough because. You know, for me to broadcast, upload speeds are so important. Download speeds are not even good, but I've got another provider that gets me a little better. I'm through TV service, Thacker Grigsby. They do better than 1.5, but it's still expensive and it's still not what I would want because to put video up, like let's say I'm back to the teacher thing, okay. I do a class with the kids. It's an hour long. Well, it's an hour and a half long. I've got about an hour of video that goes with it. I take that video. It's an hour long, and I try to upload it for the kids who couldn't watch it so they can watch it later, and all of a sudden you're down. You know, my internet's going to be uploading that video for 2 hours.
Right.
So for, you know, you have a few classes that are an hour long and try to upload all those videos, it's going to take forever. And it's really unfortunate because the kids are missing out. And I know it's out of a lot of people's hands, but you know, we're trying to do the best what we can do to stream video games. I've basically stopped. I can't do it with the internet we've got. The other day I got so aggravated, and I said, I'm just not going to do it anymore. Everybody's complaining about my connection. Everything's lagging. It's hard to watch. It's frustrating. And I said, you know what? I'm going to come out of retirement just to do one. And I kid you not, you can go back and watch the video. I beat a guy in the second round of this tournament that I'm streaming. And he complained, called a tournament official over my connection. They tested it, and they disqualified me. So I got disqualified from my first tournament back because of my internet connection, and if I had just a little bit more for me, you know, I'm not asking for gigabit upload speeds. I'm like, can I get 10? You know, can somebody get me 10? If you can get me 10, I would pay $150, $200 a month. Just to know that I would be able to continue my business and to be able to teach my kids from home if it comes to that, or you know, teachers don't, you know, when I'm here at work, I can do stuff, but teachers don't stop working, and when they get home, that's just not the reality of it. Right. There's some stuff that we have to do, and I have to basically try to cram. Luckily, our district here has said on Mondays we don't have kids in person, and it's all virtual. So I can come in and I can knock so much of that stuff out on our good connection here. But I know there's other teachers and teachers across the state and across the country who aren't that lucky.
Right. So let's step away from being a teacher for a second. Not only are you a teacher, but you're also a parent. What kind of challenges does that give you when you know you're at home and your kids are on iPads, and your wife, who's also a teacher, I mean, she's trying to do assignments and upload videos, and you've got TVs running. What kind of challenges does that give you as a family?
I mean, it try pulling off of try pulling a 5-year-old from an iPad right now. It's tough. It's tough. I'm kind of lost at how to do it sometimes. But you know, we kind of got to go one by one. You know, kids, it's time. Now's iPad time. Now is time to get off the iPad. Do something else while we do that. It's something you got to manage. Which that's something you got to manage anyway as a parent. Anything that, you know, your kids don't need to be on there all the time anyway, but they do enjoy it. And some of their school, you know, a lot of my daughter's in preschool, and she's doing preschool work on her iPad or her phone or something, because you know, they do have packets, but they do have the Class Dojo stuff, and we have to get on there, and she does work, and there are some educational aspects for it, but if not, that might be a good thing, just trying to get them off of it.
Right. So it's not all negative. You know, there are some positives that comes out of it. But, you know, when we look into more on the education side, like hitting back on that topic, we looked at the differences already between our area here in Hazard compared to Lexington, Kentucky. And I know there's always been this kind of stereotype put on Eastern Kentucky as far as education goes and test scores. We've never been really known for the best. Do you think these internet issues that we face compared to the ones that Lexington and Louisville and the more bigger areas in Kentucky have, kind of like they're more prepared and they're better equipped for these kind of issues?
Well, yeah, they're better equipped for that, and they have more opportunities in general because of things like this. You know, it is a lot to get on and be able to download a program or to do anything, and you can do it almost instantaneously, and you can do your work, and it's almost like you're just sitting there doing it in the classroom instead of waiting for stuff to load. You know, equitable internet for all of Kentucky, and there are people that are working for that, but it's not as easy as people think to, because in Kentucky we got mountains, and when you're talking about running lines and doing stuff in Lexington, where you just, you know, it's all flat land and you're just handling it as it comes, and it's not that hard. But when you have to run cable over a mountain or under the ground, and it's a lot more expensive, and Windstream, obviously, for whatever reason, for them at least, it's a lot easier. It's cheaper to give people in urban areas more for less, and then we get a fraction of what it is, and we're paying twice as much. I mean, I understand, and I look forward to you guys maybe talking to some of those people and trying to see the challenges to get that out there. But to me, as a as an educator, as someone who lives here, I just don't see a world in where that's acceptable. I don't understand how that I can pay twice as much for. Let me do some quick math. Basically, paying twice as much for connection speeds for 666 times. One 666th of the connection. To me, that shouldn't be acceptable. And I think our local leaders, I think our national leaders, the federal government, it's time to make internet access equally accessible for people all over the country. And you know, Sam, you hit it with the stereotypes. You know, Eastern Kentucky people, they're not as smart. You know, they're not as smart. We don't have the opportunities right now that other people have, especially during a pandemic when kids, you know, I put my education, my public school education I got at this school, I put it up against anyone's anywhere. I felt like my teachers growing up really knocked it out of the park. I know that my colleagues now, we really work hard. We care about the kids. We do everything that we can to make this a great institution of learning for the kids. And I felt like my public school education growing up did that. It did great. But now, with the internet issues, we are really behind the eight ball. And I know we're trying and the kids are trying. No one is having a fun time anywhere when it comes to education during a pandemic. But Eastern Kentucky has a real uphill battle right now.
Right. And I know you mentioned some of, like, the difference between here and Lexington. We'll hit that again. Do you think, you brought up the mountains, do you think the area that we're living in here in Hazard is, obviously it's a lot different, you know, on the map and everything, you can tell the mountains and hills that we have and compared to Lexington and Louisville. Do you think that that is the only reason, or is there more that plays into the facts that they just simply have more than we do?
Well, I think there, it's kind of a double-edged sword there. I do think that the mountains are an issue, but I think if we had better infrastructure, if we had more access to internet and stuff like that, better infrastructure and more access to high-speed internet, that we would have more stuff, that we would have more businesses that are coming in to set up shop in Eastern Kentucky. And I think that's one of the reasons why we continually lag behind when it comes to growth and population and business and new businesses, local businesses that come in, because we don't have the same ability to give them what they need to set up shop.
Do you have anything else that you would like to add, Mr. Little?
No, just that I think that this is a really important project, and I'm thankful that you guys decided to take care of this and push things forward. And it's a really important issue. And man, if you can get me some help with some internet at my house, Sam, I would appreciate it.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Little, for your time. We'll be back next week on Eastern Kentucky Unwired for episode number 2.
Thank you for listening and supporting our endeavors to shed light on the issue of internet speeds in Eastern Kentucky. If you are affected or know someone you would like to see interviewed, let us know at bit.ly/EKY unwired, all lowercase. Thank you.